This is a production of Cornell University.
Hi, everyone. It is 12:29, and we're starting a little bit late, but we have enough people here now to start the meeting. Thank you all for coming to our first meeting of the year. I've got to remember all of this. Are there any late additions to the agenda?
I'd like to talk about the care plan real quick.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Anything else?
Do we need to vote on any members?
Yep. I thought we could do that first.
That's a good idea. Then you can vote.
Yes. So I just wanted to go around the room and introduce ourselves, because this is the first time we're really meeting as a new group since the break, and to also introduce, Bill introduce himself. He is a Cornell employee who's expressed interest in joining us. So I'll start. I'm Tanya Grove, and I'm the chair of the EA. This is my second term as chair, and I'm the general manager down at the Schwartz Center.
Amy O'Donnell from the Assembly's office.
Bridget Cristelli from Cal Senior Associate Dean's office, and also Vice Chair of Internal Operations.
This is number one.
Gemma Osborne, Cal Communication, and I'm the Finance Chair.
Leslie Meyermoff, Cornell United Religious Work and Campus Life. I don't have a role this year other than being a member.
there's still a vacant position.
And I'm still unshareable.
Aria Steen, I'm the Assistant Director of the Office of Assembly.
David Brooks, I work in ICU for the Architecture College.
And I'm Bill Effy, and Operations Manager of Bailey Hall.
I'm Bridget Chapter, in the Residential Development Services Office. I'm Fire Access Coordinator, Early Arrival Coordinator, Late Departure Coordinator, and Commencement Healthy Coordinator. And I'm a member. I'm also Vice Chair. I don't know why.
I'm Kathy Fahey, new member. I work in Student Disability Services.
I'm Beth McKinney. I'm the Director of the Cornell University Wellness Program, and I'm your employee elected trustee, and to put a bug in everyone's ear, this is my last year of a four-year term, and there will be elections in the spring.
Can you run again, Beth?
I can.
Are you?
No.
Okay. I'm curious.
I'm Nancy Doolittle. I'm the managing editor of Paw Print and a staff writer for the Cornell Chronicle.
I'm Lavanya Sayam. I work at the West School. I manage a core lab there.
Thank you all. So I guess, Bill, what our process has typically been with people who've expressed interest is, I don't know if you had a chance to talk to anybody, if you have questions about the EA, we could take a vote and vote you in as a member, or do you want to kind of see what the meeting does and then we can...
No,
you can you're up for it.
You haven't scared
me. She does that. Okay, so for our current standing members, we have an interesting candidate, a new position. All in favor of appointing Bill as a new member of the EA, say aye.
Aye.
Any objections? Any abstain? Excellent. Welcome.
Thank you.
Now go get pizza. Okay. So,
Bill, what's your ID? Philly
PE2. So you'll start getting emails as that you get added to the list and stuff like that.
And dozens.
Poor Amy. You think I created Exchange? I did not.
I know.
So just to move on to, I want to talk a little bit about the retreat, and fortunately not everybody's here, but it looks like the date that we had set, the 8th of September, is now problematic for a good number of people. I don't know if that's a problem, I don't know who in the room that's problematic for, but I'm curious if making it a half-day retreat would make it better, or if moving it to another date, I don't know what people's lives look like. And maybe it's not a good group to ask it in because everyone's not here, but thoughts?
I
for anyone?
I like that day.
I like it too. I like that day too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, date. Thanks, Amy. The date is September 8th. Mm-hmm. What we typically do is a retreat, usually one in the summer and one in the spring, or winter-ish. But we couldn't get it for the middle of the summer, too many vacations and conflicts, so we set it for September 8th this year. I don't know if that's a date that could work for you or not. Essentially, it's usually a full day retreat, but we're contemplating possibly making it a half day if we can get more people to participate, because right now, how many people couldn't come, Amy?
It looks like about half. I was just going to pull it up.
It's a really hectic time for me, but I set the date aside, but if we could scale it down to a half a day, mm-hmm. that would, then I'd have a half a day that I could meet.
Mm-hmm. And that's what we're...
Have Bridget Cristelli as no, Bridget Schaffner as no, Gary Stewart as no, Gemma no, LaVanya as no,
yeah.
And Leslie Meyerhoff as no.
What? What?
So all the people who just said it was okay, you have as no's.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm okay.
Did you ask him?
It's on the Oracle on the 8th from 9 to 4.
I accidentally put no on my iPad. I couldn't get it back. I couldn't get it back.
I have it on my calendar.
Me too. I actually put
okay.
Okay.
I'm so maybe it's not as much of a problem as we think.
Okay, good.
So
I show that I'm attending on here.
What's it?
No, but I'm here. It says yes. The problem with your outlook.
So then, for those of you who we thought couldn't attend, can attend. If it was a half day, would that be better for people? Because just from the group who's been working on it, some of the things that we were talking about doing is institutional research was going to come and talk with us about the survey. We wanted to talk about the potential EA survey that we'd like to kind of partner with that, talking about the budget, the conflict resolution, and then committees and care fund planning for the auction. If we cut it down to just doing the survey stuff, the committee goal setting, the care fund planning, and probably the budget, I think we could probably do that in 4 or 4.5 hours. If that works better for people, should we try and plan it for a half day, maybe a morning? We would eliminate an icebreaker kind of thing. We would eliminate the conflict resolution thing. And we would just have to be really efficient with our time. So, you know, we would probably work while eating breakfast rather than having kind of the chatting things that we've done in the past. So there would be a little less leisurely pace and a little more focused work.
That'd be great because there's nothing leisurely about that.
This time.
So cool.
No, oh, I know.
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll work, try to work for it. So if we start at 8 in the morning, does that work for people? Mm-hmm. Start at 8 and try to... Where? We'll try and do it on campus then so that it's just convenient for people. They can go to their offices rather than having to be somewhere else and move around. So if anybody has a location that they have, toss out some ideas, just email me and Amy and we'll... Preferably a room we don't have to pay for.
Okay.
I can check Robert's call if you want.
Okay. That's the room right off when you walk in the main entrance there.
Mm-hmm. What kind of space do we need?
Just for our group, basically.
Yeah, okay.
There's some really nice
when
conference
room
building on East Avenue. Beautiful conference rooms that overlook the staff and the valley.
And they're free, I think.
Really nice things.
What building's the new physical science room?
And there's an eating place up there.
That is a really beautiful place.
Yeah.
They did a great job.
So there's three at least options right now. Okay. So I'll shoot out an email to the rest of the EA group and see if that changes for anyone who said no.
Is it 8 to 12?
Something, yeah. Figuring that'll probably be good enough. And then if we decide we want to have lunch or something, just to have lunch together before people leave, we can do that. But at least we'll set the morning for meetings, and we can get the institutional research people scheduled in.
Well, two of those three spaces also have cafes in them.
Mm-hmm.
So it could be that people who can stay for lunch
right.
walk down to the cafe.
Mm-hmm. All right. One of the other things that we will discuss at the retreat, but I want people to start thinking about, is chairing committees. So if there's a committee that you're interested in chairing, be thinking about that, because we'll need to appoint chairs. And also to be thinking about, one of the things that the retreat planning group talked about is setting some concrete goals for the committees. And if we can't think of something for them to do over the year, that maybe we don't staff that committee for the year. Because then they're just not meeting, and it looks like we have a committee that's not choosing not to do something rather than just not having an active task. So just be looking at our committees and thinking about what we can have them be doing for this year.
And they're all listed on the website.
Mm-hmm. On the website.
The conflict resolution thing that's on the agenda, so what do you mean by that?
Leslie and I met with
Jeff Shepardson,
and he actually came to the full EA meeting and talked to us about the, I always want to say CDR,
Dissolution
Center, about having them come in and just talk about how we can deal with conflict. Not necessarily that we have all that much conflict, but there tends to be a lot of conflict in the workplace now, just with tensions and work overload and that sort of thing. So we were going to have him come in to kind of give us some tools that we can maybe give to other staff who may have questions about how to deal with things in their office. So it was just an opportunity for us to gain another skill. And we can certainly schedule him to come to an EA meeting or maybe for our spring retreat or something like that. Report from the chair. I don't have a report because we haven't done anything yet. Except vote in, Bill. Approval of the minutes, if people want to take a look at the meeting minutes from our meeting oh so long ago. Whenever we're ready, if someone wants to make a motion.
Motion.
All in favor? Thank you. Leslie motion, Gemma seconded.
Thank you.
The recap of the seed event, I don't know if
who
was there. I know you guys were there, Bridget.
I was there.
And you and Lavanya, you were there, right?
Yeah.
How did the seed event go? You guys want to give someone want to give a quick update on how it went?
I don't know if it was worth us being there, to be honest with you. I mean, we had a few people walk by and ask about the employee assembly, but other than that, it was a lot of time that we didn't get much interaction.
Yeah.
Okay.
It looked good.
Was it raining that day?
No.
No, it was a beautiful day.
It was hot.
There was a weather reason, I think.
It was 99.
Yeah.
It was one of those really orchard days.
Not very well attended.
in general.
Yeah.
Okay.
So from past years that you've been there, it was less attended than it has been in the past.
Mm-hmm.
So it may be worth another try, possibly.
Yeah, the booth, the EA booth, looks fantastic.
Yeah,
thank you, Grandma.
It was phenomenal.
Beth, do you usually get much traffic at your booth?
We have gotten way more in the past. This year, not so much. So I know the wellness program will always do it every year because that's something that we offer.
For the EA,
it's not that long a time. It's not that big a commitment. I forget how many hours it is.
1 to 2.
So it might be worth trying again, especially, you know, the EA just keeps getting more and more organized.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see what the next message we have to really promote is, and then decide if it's something we want to say out loud to people.
Okay. Any other thoughts on the...
I think I'm second more that just said. Like, I think it was prominent enough that there is something called as an employee assembly there, willing to listen to people. So I'm sure the people who just glanced by were aware that there's something like that. So I think we should try it.
Give the visibility.
I agree. Here's another
guy.
Keep working, then maybe
more. Yeah. Good. We'll try to get some other people to jump in and staff it. And I thank you guys for kind of jumping in and taking care of that and representing us well. So thank you. Jemmy, you want to talk about the CARE Fund?
Sure. We're actually, well, Beth can tell you that we're in desperate need of money in general.
I think we've had 40 requests so far.
Wow.
And how many have we given out?
We've given out over $20,000. And not everyone has qualified for an emergency care fund award, but people are in dire need. People are just having financial troubles, and unfortunately, they're not considered emergencies.
Right. It's hard.
And so it's very hard for the committee, but back to the fundraising piece, which Gemma's in charge of, I can't view my account, actually.
Yeah.
Right. Kavali is not cooperating, but we do need money.
Yeah.
We're really down low. Like, we have a couple $1,000 left.
We did really well when we put the article in the conference, thank you, Nancy, and we all sent some messages out to our staff. People did donate online and payroll deductions, so that did help, but I think we basically have gone through that too. The need. So our next thing is we're doing the auction. It's set for October 20th. So we're going to be looking for two things from the EA themselves to help that day. And I've got some forms that I'll pass around that if you guys could start thinking of auction items to donate, would be wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe we can keep this as a standing agenda item.
Can you?
We're going to be sending letters to each department. We already contacted, Beth has done great getting quite a few things. And we're going to be sending form letters in this form to each department.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing people that we know and that have given in the past. Basically, we're contacting them, but people that we don't know, we're just going to give them random form letters, so that'll be going out soon.
And Bruce is a co-chair. Bruce Morley Doyle, my co-worker, is a co-chair with Gemma. And I'm on that committee, and the people on that committee are doing most of the legwork. So this isn't a request for you to be doing the legwork that the committee is doing. It's a request for you to be there that day and help. Because we're spread out across the whole university. You might know somebody, you meet at the retreat, perhaps, wait until you see what we have. I mean, we have things where everyone is going to want them.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone will want to bid for them. High-end things, low-end things, medium-end things, all Cornell-centric, which is really beautiful about the whole thing.
So do you... Oh, go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. Does the Fountain Run contribute any of their funds?
Not right now.
I imagine it's probably already set for this year, but it might be worth just asking. if it's a possibility to be added.
That's great.
Yeah, that is a good idea.
The Dump and Run is a yard sale that happens this weekend. So in the spring, students and anybody in the community is invited to give the things that they don't want to take home with them to the event. It gets sorted all summer by volunteers from different agencies. And then on Saturday and Sunday this weekend, it's in Hollywood Hall. It's a huge garage sale.
It's unbelievable.
And they write stuff for next to nothing. And they make boodles. And all get nominated. Yeah, so I'll bring it up.
They get in close to
$30,000 to $47,000
a year. They've already.
And it's based on the percentage of volunteering for that organization.
Yeah. Right.
So 20% volunteer for the United from, I don't know, Catholic Charities, that's where the money will go. 20% of the money will go there.
Yeah. And every, I think it's a 3-year cycle. An agency can receive the money for 3 years. And the Student Advisory Committee, which is a Campus Life, actually the Student Academic Services Committee of students, votes on what agencies are the recipients.
Yeah. So definitely, probably this year. But
correct.
I think there are
some slots open for next year. So I'll ask about that.
So we'll start sharing with you the list of the items that we've collected so far, but if anybody has something that we're not thinking of that can help us, that would be wonderful.
Do you guys have a list of who you've asked?
We have, Ruth has the master list.
And she's on vacation, so I couldn't get
yeah.
So, but that's something that maybe you could shoot out in an email, say these are the people that we've already asked for donations.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah,
because,
we don't double ask.
And I'm just thinking, I get, for the Schwartz Center, I get asked for donations all the time.
Oh,
so,
I'm on the list to ask you.
I'll fill it out, yes.
Okay. Well, I just couldn't call you because you got back to work.
I gave Nancy donations.
That's right.
But yeah, we'll do, but... Okay. You know, like the hangar and the kitchen, and we can probably get some of those groups to donate as well.
Ruth and I set a goal of $10,000 to make out this auction. I don't know if we're aiming high, but that's our goal.
Wow, that's really impressive.
Mm-hmm. And where is it going to be?
At G10
outside. Oh, there it is right there.
Yes,
thank you.
We don't have times yet. Exact times of the auction. We haven't gotten that far.
It's a 1-hour auction. The auctioneer, who is what's her name?
Peggy Haynes.
Mm-hmm. Yes, can do, let's just say, one a minute. Mm-hmm. So there'll be 60 live auction items, and then a whole mess of silent auction items.
Mm-hmm.
There'll be something for everybody.
And you may want to think, I guys haven't thought about this already, maybe doing some sort of donation card if people just want to make a monetary donation or sign up for their payroll deduction. Is there something that they can do right there?
Mm-hmm.
Someone may be willing to just do that, and if it's right in their face.
Mm-hmm. And we talked about the EEA just buying pizza out of our budget for the stuff there for lunch. So that's kind of our contribution, monetary-wise.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, everybody.
Great. Anything else? Any open forum stuff? Anything anybody wants to talk about?
Gary recommended at the end of the last meeting that we move our meetings around. So we need to
discuss to locations?
Mm-hmm.
We can talk about it when we have time. So, yeah, for those who were at the June 1st meeting, it was suggested again that we meet in different locations other than just in Bay Hall. And I know like a couple of ideas for locations for a retreat just came up. How do people feel about moving to different locations? And I think one of the things, I don't know if we talked about it after the meeting, is does it make sense for us to move to different locations to have a simple business meeting like we're doing today? Or should we be going to different locations and having a meeting that would be more specific to people who work in that area? Like when we went out to Geneva, we spent a good deal of time talking with staff at Geneva about their concerns, and it was very worthwhile. And the question has always been, is it worth it for us to invite guests to listen to us talk about what we just did right now, or would it be more beneficial to talk about something specific that may encourage them to come that they may have an opinion on?
I'd like to see, Amy, your thoughts on this too, because you're the one looking everything around.
Mm-hmm.
All over, so.
We tried this before.
different time. Mm-hmm. You can't get people to come to a business meeting. They're not interested. So it's kind of a hassle to move everything and everyone to say, let's go to the vet school, for instance, because that's one that sticks out in my mind. We had very little EA, and we had no visitors at all. So it's tough, you know, but then we've had other meetings where we had one at Robert Purcell to talk about transportation, and it was really, really well attended, but we weren't prepared for the response that people, we had so many people come, so. Mm-hmm. Yes, you guys have to decide.
So maybe we should, instead of moving meetings around, we should maybe once a semester have a meeting that's topic focused.
Right, and that's kind of what I was thinking, mm-hmm. that, you know, we can, like you said, go over to Robert Purcell and talk about, you know, how difficult it is to get around campus or whatever from the far extremes or something like that. So maybe do one or two a semester depending on how.
That's not a good idea.
Yeah.
Especially because the parking rules are changing.
Mm-hmm.
Accessible parking rules are changing.
Mm-hmm.
They changed. Mm-hmm. Well, they're not done changing. Mm-hmm. And they're not sure what they're doing completely. So all that up in the airness, I think, would really be
mm-hmm.
when they figure out what they're doing, if you could organize a meeting and people could come and talk about it, mm-hmm. it would be good, because as far as I know, they still haven't figured out what they're doing with something.
They came and talked to us when we were in Geneva.
Yeah.
And he showed us the 39th iteration. Remember? It was like the 39th version
mm-hmm.
of what they were doing for parking.
And many things did take effect July 1st. Mm-hmm. But. Yeah. And other new things that weren't brought up in that meeting have taken effect too. Because I got a letter in the mail that said, we know we changed your parking lot, and did you get it too, Nancy?
Oh, yeah, I taught Helen. I know her personally,
yeah.
So we had a conversation about it, and I was like, well, that's okay. You could change me from HH to WE, but if all those HH people take the WE and I end up parking at the bottom of the hill, I'm not going to pay for parking anymore.
Yeah. Basically, last summer, we all got an email saying that they're changing our parking lot, and we basically lost our parking spots. So they all had to either upgrade or take much further away parking. So many of us upgraded, and then the law school didn't like that they had to share their parking, so they bumped us all back out of that parking lot. All of this via letter,
yeah,
in the mail, just, sorry, we're taking your permit away. Well, they're giving us our money back, so that was nice.
Yeah, and actually we keep the one parking spot that they had upgraded, but of course, if you get enough of the HH, because the way the new thing works, which I guess the old one did sort of, it wasn't as clear. The higher up you are, you can trickle down and park in any of the lower spots.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't trickle up.
Right.
You can't trickle up. So those at the bottom, like we are, are really at the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're all going to be parking across from the chapter house.
Yes, and if you ever had to walk up the hill that is not maintained in the snow in the winter.
I've been walking up and maintained every day, and I'm not enjoying it.
Wait until it's icy. Fun.
I miss ours. I'm just parking right next to the shoulder.
Mm-hmm. So, yes, the transportation, I think, will be a big issue now that it's starting to get sorted out and people are starting to come back and the locks will start filling up and people will start getting cranky.
Right.
But cranky over parking?
In the most recent one, that they would be revisiting it as they got feedback.
Yeah.
This may also be something that the UA could get involved with, now that they have come to the campus. I don't remember this right. The campus infrastructure committee will deal with transportation issues. And I'm sure they will be prepared to have some hearings about this fall.
Is that the
thing
you were on, David? I mean, were you on the transportation committee?
That was the advisory committee.
That's been folded into this.
Mm-hmm. Mm. One other thing that maybe we can talk about since we have a little bit of time. I think many of us were at the Kudos lunch.
Okay,
I thought it went really well. It would have been nicer if all of our Kudos people could have attended, but I think it went really well, and it was a nice
Did you have a lot to attend?
Considering that we put it together really quickly, quite a few of them were there. And they were really appreciative. And Amy did a great job. If you weren't there and you didn't see him, she had Kudos candy bars and what else was there? Some Cornell mints and a pen and a little thing. But we should, I think we should continue to do it. But I think we have to think about how, because someone emailed right at the end of last year and said, I want a Kudos like my whole division. Which we never set any guidelines about how to Kudos, but
maybe we could tell them that should be for the, like, the president's address or board leader.
Just because we can't do a lunch for life. I mean, it was like, I want to do all of residential life. I mean, it was a big division. It wasn't just like, you know, a division of five people. So that's a little bit, a little difficult. So we may have to think about how we word Kudos to say, you know, an individual that you want to recognize. But it also leads me to think with that, you know, maybe we want to think about something, an opportunity for people to acknowledge their division for doing a specific bit of work. And it doesn't have to be a food thing, but it could just be something that we put in the EA News, you know, so-and-so wants to recognize residential life for getting, you know, all the new students onto campus or getting all the rooms prepared or something like that. Just so that we continue to have recognition of people who are getting recognized that well. So if people have thoughts about that, but we'll have to change our Kudos wording the next time we send it out. Anything else anybody has, wants to talk about?
The new Pawford website went live over the summer. And in July issue we had over 9,000 hits, 2,000 of them were unique.
Great.
It was a summer issue, and I will be sending out an email to all staff and retirees every time it's refreshed every 2 weeks, and we still have some copies going across campus to the various locations for dining facilities, others that don't have ready access.
But did you say 9,000 tips?
9,000.
That's great.
And we would be evaluating kind of how that works for people in general? Or?
Yeah, we'll be evaluating how it works in general. We have feedback forms on there and, you know, Facebook and various things. The thing that seems to be the biggest hit is that we, the classified ads, because you can put a photo of what you're selling on. So we're going to have to sort of tighten that up, because we were just writing them as a list, and now we're saying, well, we better do it by date so that you can look at the most recent ones that have been posted and maybe the right type of thing. And
yeah, that seems like that section has grown a lot.
Okay, you have your very own Craigslist.
Yeah, basically it's going to turn into that, I think. Because, I mean, you can put your own photo on there. You know, it has grown the past couple of weeks.
Yeah.
And we haven't figured out a way of telling people that if you sell the item, you might want to, like, tell us so you don't get inundated.
Doesn't the ad expire after a certain amount?
It expires after, right now it's, I think, after 2 weeks. So we'll keep that through the schedule.
I think the person that has it in there would want to tell you so it's not, they're getting phone calls.
So we're still working out kinks, but I think this will work out well. And there is a link to the EA site under resources for the list.
Okay.
So that's it.
Anything else?
I'm looking over the minutes from the June meeting. We had talked about the parliamentarian, if we wanted to get rid of that or not, and we said that we would table that for the next meeting. Do we want to discuss that now or wait for
retreat? Maybe we should wait for the retreat, or at least until we have more people here, because it seems to me...
The people who've done it.
Yeah.
Right.
Because Gary's not here, Jason's not here, and those are our past, two most recent past parliamentarians.
So how are we doing with numbers? Are we still... need to recruit a couple of people?
For the EA, we have now 16. So we've got 1, 2, 3. So we have 3 vacant spots left.
Okay.
And I know that you had emailed someone who had expressed another person.
Interest. Mm-hmm.
Kathy, someone?
Yeah, I think so. I didn't
hear
back from
it at all. Kathy or Cindy or something like that. I couldn't remember what the name was. So we need three more members to be fully staffed, but
is there like a general call that, in other words, I was going to write a short article for the next puppet, which is next week on our first meeting here.
Yeah.
And so
it's put out a call and say they're still
these are the current members and there's still three seats available.
Yeah.
And they're just contacting, is it the subway office?
It's the main email, the
the contact email that comes through to our office.
So yeah, if you know of anybody, three more members. And I know Ari put out a plug for work study, right? Did you find what you needed student wise?
They don't have to be work study.
Oh, well, student employees.
Yes, we have a far and away record drop. We had 38 students
respond,
and that was when we stopped accepting applications on Friday. We've had a handful come in since then.
Good, so you don't need any more.
No, I think we're okay.
Yeah, we got a bumper crop of students this year, too. Anything else for anybody else? Anybody want to share any? I know last year we went around the room and said if anybody had anything that they wanted to share about themselves, you know, something great they did this summer or anything. Does anybody have anything they want to
add? Question.
Yeah.
For the non-exempt positions, does the employee have to be non-exempt? Or?
They're supposed to be, but Ari, help me remember because we changed it. If somebody comes in and wants to run in their exempt, but we only have non-exempt slots, can we still slot them in?
I want to say no, but I don't remember where we landed on that. Can you look it up?
Can we look at it as
he was at the at large.
A 1 year term.
Mm-hmm.
So while he's looking that up, we're not meeting September 7th then?
Well, that's a special item.
If we don't have the retreat, we'll meet the 7th. If we do have the retreat, we don't have to meet the 7th, so we won't have a business meeting at all because we won't have time at the retreat. We were going to put the business meeting in, but I don't know if people want to meet and then meet, so we could not. I would say
stay tuned.
Stay tuned. Sorry. My brain will come back eventually.
When are you back to work?
Oh, it's fine. I get emailed all the time.
I've been emailing her.
So, should we then start the executive meeting?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Go ahead and see if we can find a time when we can do that. We meet on the off weeks from the EA meeting, so we would, in theory, meet next Tuesday. Kind of thing.
But I can't. I'm not there until 12:30.
So we can do that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So in the afternoon on Tuesday, you know, I'll try to get something scheduled then for the 23rd?
Mm-hmm.
After my daughter's driving test?
Yeah.
Let me know how that goes. She needs to pass because she's starting classes.
Wait, what's the 23rd? Is that the orientation?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, so not then.
We could do a conference call. Yeah, we can do a conference
call.
Pretty much what we just want to do is set the agenda.
This happens on Tuesday, that day.
That particular Tuesday is the orientation.
Why don't you pick a day that week and I can call and see a place where it's fine. Instead of Scott, would work better.
Okay, so that would be
the next week. Or the next week.
Because we won't have another EA meeting.
Right.
So yeah, so we could just meet the 30th as our first meeting.
The conference call before
that. We don't even have to because
two Tuesdays between now and
because we have 2 weeks before we would meet again. usually the reason we want to meet is because we have to set the agenda for the next week, but since we don't have a meeting, we can just...
So are you guys going to decide at that meeting whether we're going to have a business meeting on the 7th?
I think I'll send out an email to everyone before then and see if a half day on the 8th works for everyone, and then just do that. I don't want to wait until the week before to decide if we're going to do it or not, because we'll want to get it canceled. Any other business?
So belonging to committees. Maybe I've missed it someplace. Should I just review the committees on the website and the members that are on there and see what I see in the minutes, like communication thing needs members. Okay. So it will be obvious on the website.
There's a form, isn't there?
There's a...
There's a web-based application which will give you a listing of all the committees you're eligible to apply for, which is more than just the employee assembly committee. So that might be a good way to get a broader list of what's out there. I did check the charter, and the employee assembly can appoint people, could for instance appoint an exempt employee to a non-exempt position if it's vacant after the election.
Okay, great. So we can start.
So just to sort of recap, do we now have this, list, we have four, and one of them is that large, is that two?
Yep, Bill just took that one.
We just have the three non-exempt, but I don't really need to say that in the article.
Right.
And then also people who are not on the employee assembly can sign up to be on the committee.
Yes, absolutely.
On one of our committees, or...
Right, if people have interest in being on committees. And any of the committees that we have up there, if there's one that you're interested in sharing, we'll be looking for people from the EA to chair, because an EA member will chair each of our committees. So if there's something of particular interest that you say, I'd like to chair that committee, you can throw yourself in to be chair.
I wanted to also add a plug for the university assembly committees. Mm-hmm. There are only three standing committees, and each one only needs one member from the employee assembly. So they want somebody who's from the employee assembly for each of those committees. So the campus infrastructure, which replaces the transportation advisory committee based on some other new functions, including IT. There is the campus welfare committee, which replaces the family services and child care committees, and is also expected to look into issues relating to diversity and inclusion. And the code and judicial committee more or less remains with its existing charge, that's the campus code of conduct, but they need a member from the employee assembly. So those are three positions that we're hoping can be staffed by the end of the month.
Okay. So is there someone already on those, like you were on the infrastructure committee, so does that mean you're going back?
I was last year.
So do you guys talk about who you want to represent?
What we usually just do is say we have these openings, who might be interested in doing that. And obviously if there's two people who are interested, then we'll have to
fight it out
or something. We haven't had that problem. I don't know if they have. I don't know if they have set numbers. Or
The numbers actually are set, and it's one person from each assembly, and then four people from the university assembly.
And I think it would be great. I'm just going to throw that out there. I think it would be great if folks who are not members of the executive committee can particularly jump in on that, particularly other people but me, and like Bridget and I will already have a number of meetings that we have to participate in beyond this, so if there are other people who can take on some meetings, that would be great, because as Leslie knows, we can get overextended very quickly.
And say yes to all.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just did. Anything else? All right. Anyone want to make a motion to adjourn?
I move that we adjourn. Second.
All in favor? So thank you, guys.
Thank you.
This has been a production of Cornell University. On the web at cornell.edu.